Hey there, fabulous listeners. You're tuned into an episode of the Planner Girl Playbook. I'm Daniela, your host and the proud creator of PixelPlannerGirl.com. In this series, we dive into the thrilling world of business. Get ready to uncover innovative strategies and discover valuable tips that will elevate your business to new heights. Today, we're jumping into a segment of our series all about how to rapidly boost your cash flow when in a financial crunch. So let's get started. Today's topic, how to tackle financial disorganization and find peace of mind. The only way to improve your finances, or really anything in life, is to know where you stand now. Finding out how much you owe, what's coming in, and examining your current situation is the best way to deal with financial crunches. Even if you are already in the crunch, you still need to go through this process. However, let's be realistic. It is usually best to examine your finances periodically and have a plan B in place for when things go haywire. After all, it's not if, it's when. No matter what kind of job or business you have, sometimes there will be lean times when the cash isn't flowing as you wish it would. But if you have plans in place, you can weather even the worst financial crisis and get back on your feet. Here are some ideas on where you can start. Number 1. Collect all your billing statements. Organize your bills into categories that include mandatory living expenses, flexible expenses that allow creative budgeting like groceries, and wants. Wants are expenses that are not essential for basic living. They are things you desire for enjoyment or lifestyle improvement, like dining out, travel, hobbies, luxury items, and more. The idea is to still enjoy things, but to do so within your budget. Number 2. Collect your last 3 bank statements. The reason you need 3 months of statements is that it will give you a better average of your expenses. You should be able to easily add up how much you're spending in various categories, from eating out to personal health care and entertainment. And finally, number 3, collect your income information. When you count the money you earn, don't bother counting before-tax income. Only include your after-tax income. After all, this is what you really have available to spend. Taxes must be paid, just like your rent or mortgage, and are the last things you want to put off in a financial crisis. If you must put those things off, it's only going to be after you've done everything else that you can first. Make a list of your income and your expenses, including business needs based in reality. If you're a wage earner, list your income after taxes and deductions. If you are a business owner, try to deduct your taxes before depositing the income in your personal bank account. Also, include your utilities in your cost of shelter and insurance in your medical expenses. Get it all together so that you know where you stand. Your bank statements will help you find places you're losing money due to mindless purchases. For example, if you grab a candy bar or a cup of coffee every time you fill up your gas tank, that is money that is leaking out that you can plug. It might not seem like much right now, but during a financial crunch, it can make all the difference in the world. So how can you put all of this together? If you have Microsoft Excel, you can create a spreadsheet from scratch. Or you can grab our awesome monthly budget Google Sheet in the shop that works excellent for this purpose. However, in general, you just need to understand where you are right now in terms of income and expenses. Knowing where you stand with your finances is exactly where you need to start, so that you can gain the peace of mind during a financial crunch. You have control over your spending. This change in perspective is essential for your financial well-being. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Planner Girl Playbook, only on Pixel Planner Girl Radio. I'm thrilled to help you get one step closer to mastering your finances. Be sure to check out our show schedule for exciting upcoming episodes. And don't miss out on signing up for our newsletter for fresh weekly updates. Can't wait to catch you next time.